In Chai Sara, one point and one question to be made over here. The beginning of Chai Sara tells us, Vayuchaye Sara Mea Shana Vesim Shana. So the life of Sara, and she dies. So the whole parsha is called Chaye Sara, based on the fact that she died in the second pasuk, or first pasuk. So why is it actually called this? Some of the commentaries discuss this idea, because really the rest of the parsha has absolutely nothing to do with Sara. It's really talking about Eliezer, Yitzchak, Avram, but nothing at all to do with Sarah, until you get to the end of the entire parsha, where Rivka fills the shoes of Sarah itself. But that seems to be what some of the commentaries want to tell us over here, that Chaye Sarah, to define the life of Sarah, is really defining what happens after her life, and with the legacy that she was able to build, which enabled Yitzchak to marry Rivka, which enabled everything actually to happen. Which is interesting to note, because simply, usually at a levaya, at a funeral, a person discusses a person's life, they discuss what they accomplished. Obviously, that's what they're supposed to do. But ultimately, the life of a person is something that continues on after they pass away, and that's something you have to keep reminding yourselves, that really a person's life in a physical body ends with death, but their life actually continues, and that's really the opportunity for the legacy that continues. Therefore, a person has to always think about their lives, that even if they feel like they're doing something here, they have to feel like, what is their legacy they're going to be creating after their life? That will be their chayim. That will be the chaye sarah, is what happens after her life, what's going to occur after. That's the point, and now to the question. The question is that when Eliezer goes to meet Rivka by the well, so he puts in a stipulation. The Gemara questions why he's able to put in the stipulation, but he says, if I'm going to find this woman who's going to give me the water, it's going to be from this and this family. So she comes and she gives the water, and she gives it over to the camels as well. Va'ish mishta'ela, and the man is totally befuddled. He's dumbfounded. Macharish, he's silent. To know if Hashem is going to go ahead and fulfill the rest of his mission. When the camel's finished drinking, he takes all the jewelry and he puts it on her. And then he says, so by the way, where are you from? Right? Fantastic shidduch date. So where are you from after he gives her all the jewelry, after he puts all the engagement stuff on her? So now, who are you? Where are you from? Rashi says over here, and this is ultimately the question. Rashi says when he is mishta'e, he says he's befuddled, he's amazed by this. Mishtome mud bahel. He's amazed that his words are so close to becoming fulfilled over here. But he doesn't know if she's from Avram's family or not. So why are you giving her the jewelry? And then after he gives her the jewelry, Rashi says, Bat miyat, after he gives her all the jewelry, that's when he asks her, Lefishaya batuach b'schuso shel Avram, because he was certain with the merit of Avram, Shetzliach HaKadosh Baruch Hu Darko, that Hashem was going to make him be successful in his way. So first you tell me he doesn't know what's going on, he's wondering, and then you tell me that he's certain that's going to happen. But they all happen at the same time. First he wonders, and then he gives her the jewelry. And then only after does he ask. What changed in this entire event that he actually gave her the jewelry? He should have asked her first, and then give her the actual jewelry. I leave you with that question.